I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
First, I should say welcome, guys, to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Channeling the souls never gets old. They're always full of surprises, how they channel, what they say, and everyone's experience is so different. I had the pleasure of sharing my gift with Matt and Courtney. They are just the cutest, beautiful couple. The things that came through, I found it so heartwarming, inspiring, and so many great ideas on how to incorporate our departed loved ones in such a special day that's coming up. So I hope you all enjoy this breath of fresh air reading today. Enjoy this week's episode, guys, of Hey Spirit. God bless. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm great. So nice to meet you. You're Matt and Courtney.
We are. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. So how did you guys end up on Hey Spirit?
So we've seen a couple of your live shows. And then I told Courtney, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be part of Teresa's fan club here. And then when we became part of your fan club, I was like, well, I'm going to enter this. And all of a sudden I got home one day and I had an email. You won. I was like, no way. I was like, seriously. And I had her double check it because I was like, I got to be reading this wrong. And then
Oh my God, that's amazing. I love that because I do my fan club for my fans. The protection for you guys for ticket prices. And then now that with the podcast, I guess people to be on the podcast is just even more amazing. And I love the fact that you did it, Matt, that it wasn't Courtney.
I know. That's what everybody, I tell everybody, they're like, oh, Courtney won. I was like, well, no. I won. But, you know, I'm going to take credit for this.
I love that. Well, welcome you guys to Hey Spirit. I am so excited, A, that you're part of the fan club, and more importantly, that you won this. I think that's how people feel anyway, even if they call the hotline and then they get chosen, they feel that they won, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So it is really special. So I'm glad to have you guys be a part of it today. Even though you've been to my live show, I'm still going to give like a little quick speech on how I read, connect with the souls of the departed. I wish for you both over these next few moments. A lot of times when there's two people in a reading, even if you've lost the same person or the way that spirit communicates is going to be different for both of you. Because the only thing that we might have in common is that we lost the same person. The way that we heal, the way that we feel, the way that we grieve is going to be different. So I might, let's just say, be looking at you, Matt, and addressing you. And you might say, well, I really don't feel that way. That's not, and Courtney might be like, oh my God, but that's how I feel. And it could even be somebody completely different that we're even talking about. It could be a completely another soul. So the number one thing that I tell people is do not be afraid to speak to me. You're not going to give me anything. The worst thing that's going to happen is I'm going to go, what was I talking about? Because they're not my own personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So I don't remember. I always say this to people, you can't give me anything. It's actually harder for me to read someone if I know something about them. Because then it's like, you know, I just have to say whatever it is that spirit makes me feel and what they show me. Sometimes I might have, I have no idea what they're showing me. I have no idea what they're trying to say, but I will share it with you. And then it's up to you to place it on how it fits in your life. More importantly, your healing and grieving process. I only ask for good things. This is about healing. That's why I do what I do. I am going to say, you guys are young, okay? I don't even know how you're related, how you're connected. But as I was entering the other side, because that's what I do as I give my speech, I felt like there were so many souls like fighting to get through. Like they're going to like fight, like coming through the, like a doorway. And it's almost like they're like, they can't wait for me to get done with my speech. And they're like trying to like get through that door. I'm really surprised at the amount of souls that I do see. Because like I said, you're young. To have that many souls, you know, it's always very different every time I enter the other side. So I am going to first start with the father that is departed. So is your dad departed?
Courtney's dad is.
Okay. So know that your dad takes the first opportunity to step forward and to validate his presence. Your dad showed me my symbol for Courtney when he doesn't want you to feel that he has missed out on the milestone. So is your dad gone for some time?
He actually passed away. It'll be 2 years in November.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there has to be things when souls show me milestones. It could be graduation, sometimes a wedding, sometimes if we have children. Do you understand that? Validating that he is not going to and has not and will not miss out on the milestones. Do you understand that?
Yeah, we have a wedding coming up.
Yeah. Right after he passed, we bought our house, and then we have a wedding coming up. So those would be the milestones.
Perfect. So know that your dad will attend all of that in spirit and will hold the souls of children before coming here into the physical world. Your dad just said to me, he looked at me and he goes, am I doing this right? I go, you're doing great.
That sounds exactly like
And then I looked at it because he goes, oh, you look surprised. I go, well, I was just surprised. I go, that you were the first one to step forward. I was like, Matt was so like eager. And so, you know, and you know, Courtney's a little bit more laid back. I was expecting maybe someone from Matt, you know, to step forward first. He's like, he goes, oh no. He goes, I had to do this. He goes, I was so nervous and I didn't want to mess it up. And I figured if I lost my nerve, I wouldn't be able to do this.
Oh, that is totally. And we even talked about that. Like, if he comes through, we're not sure if he's going to know how to do it. Yeah. So it's funny that he said he was nervous and like, that's him.
But this is what I love about spirit and like these, and this is why I love sharing these little things with you. Like I didn't have to share that with you, right? But I love sharing that with you because it does, it validates your dad's soul. It validates his presence. It validates that he doesn't want you to remember him suffering. And knowing that he is so proud of you for still continuing with your life, even though he physically is not here. And I think that's the hardest thing that you have to do. Because your dad just looked at me and he goes, Teresa, they still can't believe that I died. Because it was almost like everything happened so quickly. Is that correct?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It was one day he was just gone.
I asked him, I was like, do you want to bring me through the departure? And he looks at me and goes, I just died. Like, it was almost like, but then I felt like I was sick, but I wasn't expecting to, like, let's hypothetically say if he was diagnosed with something and then it just went so quickly, like there was like no time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Court, do you want to tell her? I mean, it was just kind of like
how do you connect with the chest?
Well,
he
was at the family cabin. And it was before Thanksgiving, and we were kind of talking to him the night before about what we're bringing. And then the next day we got a call that he was gone. He just died on the couch, and they did a report, and they think it was something with his heart.
But for him, I just totally just got the chills. That's validating that his soul just moved through me, validating that I interpret it correctly. I even just, he had me say that to you. It was like, 1 minute I was here, it was like, and then I just died.
Yeah, that's literally how it was, yeah.
Because it's almost like your dad made me feel like, Courtney, like you have to stop reliving that day over and over and over. It's almost like you relive it moment by moment of what happened that day. And then it's almost like if we went up sooner, maybe we could have saved him, or maybe we could have done something. So know that your dad says, even if you were there, it would not have been able to prevent my departure. And I said to your dad, I go, why did you make me feel like you were sick and then you went so quickly? He goes, well, you know, he goes, because I didn't feel right. He goes, I just felt funny. He goes, but I didn't think anything of it. He goes, and then I died. Did your dad call you Court? He goes, Court? He goes, I'm sorry. He says, but know that I went peacefully. Know that I didn't even know what was happening. So there was no time to call for help or to let someone know. I never thought in a million years that I ever would have died. Now, your dad makes me feel like, were you just discussing wedding plans? Like what you were going to do the day of the wedding and how you would maybe incorporate your dad in the that day?
He was bringing that up.
What's funny is we are planning for the wedding, but I actually, and Courtney doesn't know this, I emailed the funeral director to get his thumbprint print on a piece of jewelry for her for that day. It's in my inbox. I just talked to the guy like 2 days ago. So that might be what he's talking about in memory of that. And like I said, she doesn't even know that. So that's funny.
Well, spirit sometimes blows surprises.
But yeah, that would definitely be validation with that. No doubt about it.
First, your dad said to me, I know they're having reservations. Like they want to move, they like go through with the wedding, but it's almost like, oh, I don't know. Like it's almost like I feel like you're like ping pong in your head. Like, should we, shouldn't we? What are we going to do? Like, is this the right thing? And here's your dad saying, look, I'm going to be giving you away in spirit, whether you get married now or 5 years from now. He says, and you will always carry me with you. And then he showed me my symbol for the bouquet wrapped in a hanky with a picture inside of it. That's my symbol for where someone was going to carry something of their loved ones with them that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say this, even though, Matt, you validated 100% that, but also, was it something, Courtney, that you were thinking about? How am I going to do this? What should I do?
It kind of made a happy day be more of a sad day, knowing that he's not going to be there.
But your dad says, I will be there. I will be there giving you away. I do not want you to make this about me not being there, because I will be there. He goes, and I know it's not the same thing, but this is a celebration. He says, and I want you to celebrate your new life knowing that I am loving, guiding, and protecting you from the other side. And I love what your dad just did. He validated what something, Courtney, that you didn't even know about, something that Matt is in the process of doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Validating that he is a part of it. Now, who do you have the tattoo in memory of someone, or either of you, or both of you?
I do. Yeah.
Well, there were three souls that just stepped forward. I want to first talk about a mom that is departed. So was your mom departed?
My grandmother.
Or your grandmother? Okay.
Yeah, my grandmother.
So know that she steps forward. And where does the father figure come in for you as well? Would it be your grandfather?
I do have a grandfather that passed.
How do you connect with a barn? Or
that's funny. He owned a farm.
Okay, because I go, he's questioning, like, oh, I did have a grandfather. He's like, oh, tell him about the barn. I'm like, okay.
I questioned it because I was like, would my grandfather really come through on this? Because it's like, obviously he passed, but like, that's funny you said barn, because yeah, he owned a farm.
The thing that I also love about this, it validates that even though we might not have known our loved ones, they're still part of our soul circle. Mm-hmm. Even if loved ones weren't connected on the other side, they're connected for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough.
What do you do? Because I feel like they're bringing me to your job. Did someone pass at your job?
Oh, you know what? There was a coworker of mine that actually passed away over the winter that I would have worked with. Yeah. So, I mean, that could be something along the lines of him. I mean, if he's bringing you the job site or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know where I am. I'm like, I don't even know where I am. I don't know what you do for a living, but I feel like they brought me to like, I don't know where I am. I don't know if it's construction or like a quarry or something.
Yeah, I do. I do like hardscaping. So like we do.
I don't know
like,
what that is.
We build like patios and stuff. So we go to the quarries and stuff for our stone and flagstone. Yeah. So that's actually funny.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I guess watching the Flintstones all those years growing up really paid off.
But yeah, so that could be him.
But I feel like he died pretty sudden as well.
He did, yeah. Because I only found out from like mutual friends, but like he kind of was working with us towards the end of last year, and then over the winter he passed away.
Oh wow! Is there something done in memory of him at the job site? I don't know what this is because I never saw this before. It's like he took like a rock, and it was almost like someone wrote his name on it. So I don't know, like, don't be surprised if one day, if all of a sudden you're like, oh, you see like his name, it's like, oh, that's weird. Like it's validating because I feel like, I don't know. I kind of feel like he was a little lost.
Okay.
Or like didn't like really do a lot, like kind of like kept to himself.
Yeah, definitely. That would describe him perfectly.
And I feel like, because I said to him, I go, okay, I go, well, this is a little odd. I go, Matt really, he goes, but you don't understand. Matt was always this guy that you saw him and he was like, hey man, like, how are you? You're like,
literally.
And he says, he always made me feel welcome. So he says, I want to thank you for being like that guy, you know,
that's awesome. Yeah.
That always makes people feel so comfortable at home. He goes, he's bossy. He goes, but he makes people.
I mean, that's his interpretation. I don't think I'm.
Well, no, but actually, and then I said to him, because I literally said to him, I go, oh, come on, bossy. He goes, no, he goes, what I mean by that, he goes, not bossy in a bad way. Like he guides people. Like you help people focus on their strengths and to kind of bring, like you set people up for success by being quote unquote bossy,
mm-hmm.
But not in a right.
Yeah, definitely.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. Bet you get 30, 30, bet you get 30, bet you get 20, 20, 20, bet you get 20, 20, bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Now, do you have like a truck or like, I don't know if it's like a pickup truck or SUV?
Yeah, I have a pickup truck. Yep.
And do you have like special tires or something?
I do have like, yeah, custom stuff on it. Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that I interpret everything correctly. And that's what he showed me.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because he was big into cars. So we would talk cars a lot. So,
oh God, yeah,
so we would talk old vintage cars and all this, because he was into collecting them and I, you know what I mean? So we would always talk about it. So, yeah, that's funny.
Like, these are the things that blow my mind. I know that's crazy, but like, you would never think in a million years, because there is this part of me, Matt, like, I feel like you did this for Courtney.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Like,
definitely.
And I feel like her dad is just like, you know, after I died, Matt said to me in his own personal thoughts or prayers, "Don't worry, I will take care of you, little girl."
That's actually exactly what I said at his funeral, like to him when I said my goodbye to him.
He says, "So I want to thank you for making all of her dreams come true." He said, "And if you could, I know you would bring me back for her."
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no doubt.
He says, "So I want you to know that," he goes, "now this doesn't mean you slack off." He goes, "So far you're exceeding my expectations." "But yeah, this doesn't mean that you could slack off now."
deal.
So I love that your dad is bringing this up. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to do this, Courtney, or this is what you guys should do. When souls bring up things like this, it validates that their souls are present when you're thinking about it. And that if you do choose to do this, they support it. But you have to do it in a way that is going to be of celebration. So your dad says, because he goes, "Court, it's going to be sad no matter what." He says, "But I want you to remember that this is your wedding day. And I want you, when you have these sad moments, just like close your eyes and imagine us dancing. Imagine me there laughing. Picture me walking you down the aisle. Because this is what my soul will be doing. If you want to do something publicly in memory of me, that's fine if you want." He says, "But I don't want you to feel that you have to do that, because it might be too much for you."
Yeah.
Yeah.
"If you want to do," he shows me like you doing something before, like the day before, like maybe at the rehearsal or, you know, like if there was something that you wanted to do, maybe it's putting a rose on a chair with your dad's picture. Maybe it is actually playing a song and dancing with someone and playing a song that reflects your dad or reminds you of your dad. These do not mean that you have to do these things. It's your dad's way of saying, "I don't want you," I don't know how to say you, because I said to your father, I go, "You got to put this a better way to me." He goes, "I don't know what to tell you." He goes, "You just got to say it like this." He goes, "I don't want you to feel that you have to do extra stuff because I died." And I don't think a soul has ever done this before. It's like this alternative of, instead of doing it the day of the wedding, like we could do something very simple. You carry something of me, play a song. Nobody has to know about it. Or you can have them announce the song is in memory of, you know, Courtney and her dad. Please join us on the dance floor. Or you just simply do a rose and a picture and something. That's it. But I feel like if there's something that you want to say and incorporate him in, he's saying do it at the rehearsal or a welcoming dinner, whatever it is that you're doing the day before. He says, do it there. He's like, get all the crying out. He goes, and let me tell you something, Teresa. He goes, they'd be crying whether I died or not. He goes, there would be a lot of crying. He goes, my family is a bunch of criers.
Oh, that's awesome. What's funny is, like, once again, he's ruining surprises for me. So we discussed, like, what we're gonna do. Like, I'm gonna do mother-son dance, obviously, but obviously with him not being here, I actually texted her brother about 2 months back to see if he would do a first dance with her in memory, and he said, oh, absolutely. And Mike's favorite song was Kansas, Carry On My Wayward Son. Do you know that song?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up an acoustic version of that to possibly be their brother-sister dance instead of daddy-daughter dance. So when he's saying, like, songs and dance, I'm like, oh my God, he's ruining another surprise. But that's just crazy.
But what I'm going to say is that, A, if there are women listening to this podcast that are getting ready to get married, I think there are going to be a lot of fiancés that they're going to be hearing, you know what this guy Matt is doing for his? Like, why can't you be like Matt?
Oh, I'm trained well.
No, but what I love, and this is the thing that I don't think people realize, because this is what I do for a living, right? Yes, there are people that unfortunately lose loved ones that never get the opportunity to attend a wedding. But never has a soul in this way done this. And I think it's almost like, I think why your future father-in-law is blowing all of the surprises, Matt, is because he made me feel like it might be too much for her that day. Or right before. So, and it's almost, and I feel like, you know, it's a way of him saying, you know what, Courtney needs to process this. And your wedding is all about you being able to make this the perfect day, even though we're gonna have a little bit of sadness, but being able to have to replace it with knowing that your dad is saying things that you don't even know about that Matt wants to do the day of your wedding.
Yeah.
And everything that he has brought up involves you moving forward and taking this huge milestone with your dad's soul right next to you. And he says, and I am so proud, because there was a time where it was like, maybe, I don't know. Should we do this? Shouldn't we do this?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to do this? And I love that your father even said earlier, listen, whether you get married now or 5 years from now, it's still going to be sad. But this is your daddy goes, Teresa, they like to party. He goes, once they get a few cocktails in, he goes, it'll be fine.
That's awesome.
Whether if this is your dad on how he was, the type of person he was here in the physical world, where he always wanted to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then here we go full circle to a guy that you worked with, Matt, that you never even thought would have come forward.
I know.
Thanking you for helping people live up to their best potential. And I can guarantee you there are going to probably be thousands of people that are going to be listening to your experience today and going through the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and your dad just said to me, you got your wedding dress?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, Teresa, I was crying like a baby with the wedding dress. He goes, you got to see it. She looks. He goes, I won't blow any of those surprises because Matt can't know about the dress. Did you get more than one dress?
Oh my God. Well,
I was going back and forth between the two. I was in a predicament.
It was driving me nuts. Oh, that's funny.
So validating that even through the process of picking out things, wedding planning, your wedding dress, your dad says, that was hard, but we got through it. Right? He says, you are going to have the most spectacular wedding day. Now, is this wedding coming up very soon? Because
yeah,
it keeps showing me the number two. Okay, so October. So we have July, August, September, October. So two. I don't know why he showed me two. I felt like I saw like two people, but I felt like it had to do something in 2 months. Is it maybe your bachelorette party? I don't know. Did you do that? Do they do that anymore? Is it a shower? Like, I feel like that there's something. He's like, oh, because we got to get ready because it's in 2 months. So I don't know.
That I'm not sure. Our anniversary's in 2 months.
I'll pass on. I don't know. Are you having a bridal shower?
No.
Well, are you having like, oh. I just said to your father, I go, I can't do this. I go, you're killing me. I go, you're killing me. I go, enough. Enough. And then he looks at me and goes, well, you're the one that wouldn't drop it, Teresa, about the number two. I'm done. I go, I'm done with you. And he goes, don't be mad at me. I'm like, I'm not mad at you. I'm kidding. Like,
this is like weird, but like the thought that popped in my head when you said two was that in 2 months from now, our family is big into fantasy football. And we wanted to have a fantasy football party. And I always talk to him about, let's start this fantasy football party. And in 2 months is when that typically happens. And we always said, of course, we're going to start it before he can be part of it.
Yeah.
So I that's why I was like, I don't know if I'm reading that right or
no, but this is the thing. And this is what I love about you, Matt, is that because this is what people also don't understand. Like, Spirit just shows me things in my frame of reference. It's up to you to place it on how it fits in your life. He was saying to me, I am not going to get fantasy football. He kept showing me 2 months and I saw this big celebration. So I just, what did I go with? The wedding. And then I'm like, okay, maybe a shower. Like, he showed me this big celebration in 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be it.
So when it comes to messages and validations, I don't think there is anything in a stretch. All I care about is that you understand it. And if you can connect with it, 1,000% know that that is what they're referring to. Your mom's here in the physical world, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So does she have your dad's watch or was there?
My brother has his Apple Watch.
Oh, okay. It's a watch. That's all I care about. Okay. Ask your brother, does the watch, because your father made me feel like he played. So when a soul shows me a watch, right, it has to do with an actual watch and also time. But then your dad made me feel like that the watch does crazy things. So ask your brother if the Apple, if the watch does something crazy or weird, like something flashes on it, all of a sudden it just starts talking to him and he didn't touch any buttons. Know that it's your dad's energy that is setting it off.
Okay.
He goes like this. He goes, yeah. He goes, I never knew how to work that damn thing when I was alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
the way that he is so nonchalant, like he's like so serious that he's like, I didn't even mark that damn thing when I was alive. He says, forget it.
Oh, yeah, that's his personality. Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that because here it is. I think this is the first time where I've actually watched you, Courtney, smile about your dad. Like, it's almost like, oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and hearing his personality like that.
Yes. I think these are the things that you have to take with you, not only every day, but especially the day that you get married. Because this is what is going to get you through that moment that where, yep, you might get a little filled up and teary-eyed, but then it might just all of a sudden bring that smile to your face. And you're like, I can do this. Because your dad says all you keep saying is, I don't want to fall apart on my wedding day. I don't want to be crying the whole day on my wedding. Mm-hmm. And this is why there's no such thing as a coincidence. And this is why this is happening today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, your dad is hilarious. Hilarious. He looked at me. He goes, yep. He goes, this is the best $20 Matt has ever spent.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh. Now, to clear this up for everyone, a lot of people don't know this, but I formed my fan club for my fans. and it's only $20 to join. Yeah, right. And the reason why I have to charge something is because I have to hire a team to run the fan club. So all proceeds of the fan club go back to my fans. So I find it hilarious that your father even commented on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, his personality is just spot on. I mean, it's spot on.
Crazy. Is there something where you sit, or do you sit in your dad's spot, or like in a chair, or who sits like in the spot where he used to sit, whether it be a chair, a couch, or did you take some of the furniture from his home?
Brother sits in his chair. I also got a table made, kind of, it was like a wooden table, and my friend like lasered his signature into it. And I gave that to Courtney, and it sits right out in the chair on our porch. Yeah,
it's where we sit.
Yeah, right next to where she sits. So, and it's his, it says, "I love you," but in his writing, it's etched into the wood. And that gives me another brownie point for other fiancés out there, just so you know.
Matt, I don't think there are any more brownie points to get. You got them. You got them.
Oh, yeah, that's funny, though.
And it's interesting because remember before when I was talking about The Rock and I was seeing like the name like written or etched in, I heard someone say, and it's obviously spirit, the souls of your loved ones. Oh, no. Say it was written. It wasn't carved or burnt, because usually I'll see it like in a burnt piece of wood, like if someone did something in memory. And it was like they were making me not say that because it was wanted to come from someone else. So know that that is 100% I think a message for your brother as well, that he sits, because it was so specific that someone sits in my spot, sits in my chair, validating that when he does that, your dad's soul is with him at that exact moment. Because your dad said, it's almost like your brother would never do something like this.
No.
Never. And he goes, he's not even going to believe it when they tell him. He goes, but that's another story. He says, but I need my son to have some sort of peace as well.
Yeah.
Because definitely. He doesn't show how much he's struggling with my death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I said to him, I said, okay, but why do I feel like there's more to that? And he said, because now he's worried that something's going to happen to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, and I don't want my son, or even you, Courtney, to feel that this is going to happen to him or even to you or to any of you. Now, who has like a quad or something, or like a four wheeler, or
my brother?
Yeah. Up at the cabin. Yeah.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure that I interpreted it correctly, whether your brother believes it or not, that's up to him. And I always say this, I never, with my gift, I never want someone to, it's not about believing in me or believing in mediums. I want people to believe in themselves. I want your brother to know that things that he senses and feel is real, that it really is your dad, because your dad just says, yeah, he smells me. He smells my cologne, like out of nowhere. Know that that's me. He says, I want you to believe in an afterlife. That's why I do what I do. He doesn't have to believe in what I do. Now, did you write some type of poem, or did you write something about your dad? So know that your dad wants to thank you for the amazing and beautiful tribute.
Thank you.
Yeah, she did. That was a surprise I didn't know about.
Oh, so now Courtney, yes, we're switching it up.
I wrote like a little invitation to my wedding when we set the date.
So know that he wants to thank, whatever it is that you wrote, he knows and wants to thank you for that. And I love that you made it so personal, like nobody knows. And how special is that? And how beautiful is that? Now, also, was someone upset with the way that someone was laid to rest?
Yeah. My mom, well, he didn't look the same because it was a little bit until they found him. Mm-hmm. So my mom was pretty upset and they tried to fix his makeup and that sort of thing. So, yeah, that was.
So yep. Know that your dad says, I was not a part of that physical body. So please don't be upset on how I looked. And your dad was one of the first things that your dad had me say to the both of you were, even if you were there or got to me sooner, I would not have survived. So know that he supports on how he was laid to rest. So it's interesting. He had me write mom, but I thought I was switching for to bring forward another soul. But so I'm going to say that he had me write this also to acknowledge your mom with that. So know that he doesn't want her to remember him in that way. Who has his wallet?
My brother.
My brother has that.
Okay. He's because he says you kept so many things that really have no monetary value, but meant the world to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did your dad, I don't know what this is. Did he have a favorite jacket? Like, he showed me this big bulky. So do you live somewhere where it's really cold? Cause it's like a, you know, that brand Carhartt. Is that the correct brand name?
Oh my God. That's all you would wear. Yeah. What's funny is he had Carhartt. Yes. But he had like a Snap-on Tool big jacket and I wear it to work when it's cold and it's big and bulky.
Perfect.
Yep.
So know that he knows that you wear the jacket and his soul is with you at that exact moment.
That's awesome.
Now, who was the mom? I felt like there was a mother figure that stepped forward. So I don't know if it's a grandmother and or an aunt.
Well, we both lost grandmothers. Mm-hmm. So okay. It's probably a grandmother.
Well, who was named after your grandmother?
My sister has the same middle name as my grandmother, perfect. Elizabeth.
So this does not mean that this isn't your grandmother, Courtney. I just wanted the souls to separate. So know that your grandmother steps forward. Now, did she do like a lot of cooking or baking?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Because she's like, my sweet little boy. She goes, he would always help me, my sweet little boy.
I'd help with the raviolis.
I love what she's doing is they're just making their presence known that the souls are all here. But what a gift to give you about your dad. Because I'm going to say this, Matt, I feel like you were starting to stress about, because your future father-in-law said to me, he goes, look, Teresa, he goes, this just isn't about Courtney. He says, Matt was literally stressing about like, how, what am I going to, like, it's almost like you were like trying to plan ahead of, okay, well, what am I going to do if she starts to cry or if she starts to do this and she can't pull it together? What am I going to, it's like your dad is showing me like you have all of these bullet points of and emergency plans of what you're going to do to fix this day.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Cause I was like, all right, I literally like, I don't know what exactly my bullet points are, but like, I literally think like, okay, if this day comes and something is going down, like,
I'm going to do this.
I'm going to figure something out and whatever comes to me at that moment, that's what it's going to be. But yeah, so definitely.
Well, he has just given you the greatest gift because I feel like it's coming straight from him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your dad just looked at me and goes, yeah, it's kind of crazy, Teresa. It's like I'm actually having a conversation with them. He's like, you're even saying it the way that I would say it. And you even like, you move like how I would move.
Yep, he analyzes everything. Like that, so that's
yeah.
Totally. And then he literally said to me, he goes, the only thing you got on me, Teresa, is the hair. He goes, you got better hair than I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I feel like this is amazing that your dad is like showing me like on you had all these stresses, all these worries. And like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get chosen for this.
Mm-hmm.
He chose you.
Yeah.
He chose you to give you this gift. This is, we're going to take things from this session that are going to help you prepare. I first was going to say, get you through that day, but it's more than that. It's almost like preparing you for that day. Because I love how your dad, again, made me feel so emotional. I can feel the tears starting to come and it's like, And then you being able to take something from this and replacing it and being like, yep, he's going to get me through this. It's going to be fine. My dad wants me smiling. My dad doesn't want this to be a sad day. And even if you say, look, everyone knows that I lost my dad and this is a really, really hard day, but my dad wants us to celebrate. He wants to celebrate him being with us in spirit and celebrating our new life.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did your dad like to fish or something or hunt?
Yep.
Okay. This does not mean this is what you're supposed to do. Because now he brought me to this. Oh, he's, I don't know who he thinks he is. Like, I feel now he's like a spirit expert. Like, he's like, I feel like if there's a channeling award, like he's going to get it. He brought me to this table and he's like, just tell them to put the pictures out of me, holding up my fish, holding up my bear and my deer. And like, so that's what I was like, did he hunt or fish? So I feel like,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Everyone's experience is always about something, right? But the fact that this is all your dad was concerned about was preparing you and getting you through this wedding. And this fantasy football thing in 2 months, I can't stop thinking about that. That was the craziest thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That was funny. Because as soon as you said two, immediately I was like, oh, our fantasy football. Because that's what we would talk about doing. Yeah. So that's crazy.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Listen, I never know what's going to happen when I go into a reading. I don't know who I'm reading, who died. I know nothing. But for like, this is what I do for a living. And I'm walking away. I'm so excited for the both of you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I am so excited for this wedding day of what a beautiful celebration this is going to be. And I can literally see you smiling and beaming from ear to ear, really being able to embrace this beautiful day, knowing that your dad is giving you away and is a part of this. And then for Matt, for you, of him to validate, like you, the day that I die, you said, I will take care of your little girl and have exceeded that. And then to call you out on all the surprises.
Did he say anything else about like for my mom or for my brother?
He knows how much your mom misses him and how angry she is that he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that she never thought that she was going to be a widow at such a young age.
That's exactly what she says too.
He says, you know, I want her to be able to embrace life with someone else. I want her to have a companion. I want her to be able to live her life and do the things that we were going to do it with someone, because mm-hmm. she deserves that. He says, and that's going to be a hard one. He says, but I want her to know that when and if that time comes, I support that decision. And it's never about replacing me. It's just about her being able to embrace life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and she still has the prettiest smile.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you, Matt, for being so bold to, you know, be a part of, you know, something that's so important to me, the fan club, and more importantly, for entering this, and because this is truly a gift.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much.
I wish you all the best. And thank you for trusting me with the soul of your future father-in-law and Courtney, your dad.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
It was amazing.
Hi, I'm Matt, and I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania.
And I'm Courtney. I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania.
I mean, it was everything we imagined and more. I mean, she was awesome. We've watched her show for years. We've been to her, three live shows now, and she's been awesome every time. And this was the same way. I mean, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm just glad we got it. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I thought she said that, I don't know how she would have known, is when we were at Courtney's dad's funeral, when I said my goodbyes to him, I told him that I would take care of her. And like when she said like verbatim, like what I said to him, I was like, what? Like, no way. So, I mean, it was spot on, like word for word, 100% what I said.
I was looking for something to be able to go back and tell my mom and tell my brother. So that was good that she came through and, you know, gave specific things, even just simple, like the four wheeler, like my brother, you know, and he's very skeptical too, my brother. So it'll be fun to tell him those things and, you know, he'll be able to resonate with that. And the messages for my mom too.
Is the way we lost him. It was such a sudden thing. Yeah. We weren't expecting it, that, you know, Teresa validated. It's like, there's nothing you could have did. It was just the way it was supposed to be, you know. So it kind of like, I don't know about you, Courtney, but like for me, it's like kind of makes you think like, okay, there's nothing like it. He didn't pass because he went to the cabin by himself. Like there's nothing any of us could have did if we were there to prevent it.
Hearing her say that and kind of say exactly what they said, it was very sudden. It was something with like they were saying the electrical system. So it was very sudden and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... It was good to know that he wasn't like in pain. It wasn't like something else that maybe we could have caught. So she said that she said it spot on for what they told us. So talking in the personality and the way someone would say something, like there's no way you can explain that. And obviously some of the stuff she said that was like spot on. So if someone like my brother is someone that isn't used to that or skeptical, it's like, it's so easy for them to think that way. But then if they're talking with her, there's no way they couldn't believe.
As soon as we got off the video chat, like the first thing her and I talked about was like, oh my God, that was his personality to a T. Even down to like his Carhartt sweatshirts that he always would have on. I mean, it was so specific. The personality traits were so specific. Like there is no way that you could get a reading and be like, that was very like, you know, generic. There's nothing generic about her. As far as Teresa, I mean, we watched her show for years and like, we always look forward to her live shows. Like I said, August 19th, we have one coming up. We're looking forward to it, even though we already got our quote unquote reading. Mm-hmm. It was just awesome. Once in a lifetime opportunity. And I know I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And I know you don't like to speak. So I hope I hope I spoke for both of us when I'm saying
that was perfect.
Yeah, but I think, and just thank you very much for everything. We appreciate it.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.